It's been described by locals as the calendar I never knew I needed. An area hairdresser with a passion for nostalgic hairstyles is looking to sell the last of her, Mullets of Golay, 2024 calendars in support of a cause close to her heart. Sue today last spoke with Kayla Matthews in August 2023 when she proposed a unique initiative to raise money for Arch after sensing the business in the front, party in the back craze of the 1980s and 90s was making a surprise comeback. Working alongside photographer Cheryl Prue, the two longtime friends created the calendars after providing free mullet haircuts at Backwood Salon in Golay, followed by a two-day photo shoot in Matthew's backyard. "It was really fun," Matthew said. "The calendars turned out gorgeous. Cheryl did an amazing job, and the weather turned out great for the photo shoot. We love doing stuff like this." Dubbed as the Mullet Queen of the North, ever since she graduated from Sioux College's hairstyling program, Matthews says she didn't expect the classic cut to trend again, but she explains there are some reasonable explanations for it. "People born in the 80s are now parents themselves, and they're redoing all these classic 80s movies, so all those hairstyles are in," she said. The show, Stranger Things, was a huge hit for example, and that took place in the 80s. So that era is definitely being glamorized. Featuring 15 of Golay's finest mullets, the calendars showcase everything you would need to know about the small community 30 minutes north of the Sioux, according to Matthews. "I got a really good mix of people. We had no problem finding people who wanted mullets," she said. "If you flip to February, a good friend of mine is sitting there with his shirt off in my backyard on one of my old scrap vehicles posing like he's in a magazine. The kid on the front cover actually showed up to the shoot on his dirt bike," she added. "It doesn't get much more Golay than that." Volunteering at least once a week at Arch, Matthews wants to encourage locals to consider getting involved with the hospice as well, whether that be through volunteerism or supporting their year-round events. "I don't think a lot of people realize that Arch is almost 100% volunteer-run," she said. "From the cooks, the cleaners, everyone is amazing there. We need to take care of people. If you've ever considered volunteering but you're worried about the stigma behind death, just come check it out. If volunteering isn't something that's your thing, supporting one of their many events is a great way to give back too," she added. Already looking ahead to her next installment of calendars, the Mullet Queen says she has a few ideas up her sleeve. "We learned a lot in terms of how we would change it if we do go about it next year," she said. "I'm not sure if I'll do full mullets next year, but maybe something cute like the Dogs of Golay River, or the Seniors of Golay River, and get them all dressed up. We'll change it up every year sort of thing." Matthews estimates she has roughly 30 mullet calendars remaining in stock after selling 70 of them before and during the holidays. If she sells out, the hairdresser projects she'll have well over $1,000 in donations for Arch. Calendars are $25 each, and $10 from every unit is donated to the hospice. Remaining calendars can be purchased at the Golay River Country Store, or by contacting Matthews at 705-542-5847. "We're not profiting from this whatsoever," Matthews said. "Whatever spare change is remaining off the unit price is going right to Arch."